Very good morning, Pinky Agnew.
Kia ora.
You've just been literally blown in off the street.
I have. It's there, like a piece of detritus. I have been blown in.
Actually, I meant to warn everybody in Auckland, that a truck has rolled on the Harbour Bridge. So delay your journey or avoid this route at the moment, as vehicle recovery is likely to take some time this morning. We haven't had an update on that, have we? It happened about 20 minutes ago, I think. Yeah, just warnings if you are heading to use the bridge that it might not be a good idea right now. Yeah. So I don't know if that affected you at all, Gemma Gracewood. Good morning.
Kia ora, morena. No, smugly, I ride a bicycle.
There you go. Get yourself around any difficulty.
I mean, you know, it's difficult to feel smug on windy, rainy days like today, but yeah.
You need some rain up that way anyway.
We do. Yep.
No, you could have our, what was it, 40 kilometres an hour. That wasn't even the gusts. It was a steady 40 kilometres an hour yesterday.
The thing about it does get on your nerves. And the thing about rain in Wellington, as I can attest, being a bit of a gardener, is it tends not to settle because it goes sideways. So yeah. I think it probably ends up in Palmerston North or somewhere like that. It's actually benefiting from our rainfall.
One of my most epic Wellington stories is when I lived in an apartment building and we had a shared laundry on the rooftop, which was exposed to the Wellington southerlies. And my underwear once got stuck in the washing machine for 10 days while the door dried out.
Wow.
I do remember seeing a trampoline clinging to the side of Point Jenningham above Oriental Bay once. The owners are probably still looking for it.
Yeah.
It must be one of the few cities in the world where you get a weather report that says tie down your trampolines.
Yes. It's how you get to know your neighbours here.
Anyway, what's been happening in your world, Gemma? What's been making Gemma?
Gemma. Love it. Oh, it's all about words and pronunciation this week, isn't it? I just really quickly want to touch, because it is Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori, on the importance of seeking correct, of consulting the right people when you're deciding to name your company with a reo word, because it turns out, and I did not know this as a fan of the weta itself, is that it is a longer, you know, you need a couple of macrons in there, which is something that if you don't have them, like weta workshop and weta digital don't, you're essentially saying that your company is something else altogether.
Am I going to have to Google now?
Do you want us to tell you? We'll say it discreetly.
It's a polite metaphor.
Poop.
Oh,
that's so
cute. Is that a polite metaphor?
Excrement.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, that's much better.
Thanks
for being so classy, Gemma.
Oh, look. Anyway, and basically the story is sort of, saying, just check who your cultural advisor is, because it might just not just be your mate down the road. You might actually have to go out and, you know, spend a bit of time and money on somebody's expertise in this area.
Yes, so it's weta. It's a long E and a long A. So they have macrons on both the E and the A. Yeah. It's quite fascinating. So have to watch my macrons. Ooh.
Yeah, so there was that. Learn something new every day. Yep. I also enjoyed learning about the very specific and curious talents of Wellington City Councillors, especially in, you know, in election year. I'm thinking this is something that could go on the billboards, which are otherwise pretty, you know, pretty standard, really, aren't they? But imagine if you had, you know, someone who was standing, you know, in Hamilton and had something on their billboard that says something like,
over, sorry.
I just said Friday. Something like, you know, I'm standing for Hamilton East and I can roller skate backwards. Or, I don't know, I bring this up because, I mean, Pinky, this is really your town.
But. Oh, Wellington City Councillors. Yeah, they were obviously looking for a bit of news and found some fun facts about people. And Wellington City Councillor Sean Rush was a former New Zealand representative gymnast, and he decided to start being a gymnast again as a 50-year-old competing. But his dream ended when he, quote, buggered his knee during doing a somersault. And they've actually spelt somersault wrong in the story, but, you know, hey.
Oh, well. I like that Fleur Fitzsimons used to breed prize-winning Plymouth Rock chickens as a teenager.
Yeah, teenager.
And, yeah, happily offered this information and added, they are beautiful speckled black and white hens, and my secret, was using castor oil on their legs to keep them moist and attractive, and the judges seemed to value that.
I just, you know, it's so wonderful when my own beauty secret comes out, you know, in public. It's just fabulous.
But I think a lot of people forget that, you know, the mayor of Whanganui, Hamish McDowell, is the gold standard when it comes to local politicians with amazing achievements.
Oh, mastermind.
Mastermind and sale of the century.
And sale of the century.
And a finalist in University Challenge, but my sister beat him.
Another fun fact. Also, Andy Foster, the mayor of Wellington, was a winner on sale of the century.
Yeah. And a theme here.
Well, I was also a contestant on sale of the century. I know.
What? And did you get any ovens or anything?
No,
or
sadly, all I got was the money clip, which I still have. They gave you a money clip, and I think it was, you know, it had sort of lightly been kissed by gold, and I have it tarnished.
Is this the one where Steve Parr used to come and slide across the stage and go off the other side?
That's
sometimes
the one. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, it is nice to know that our councillors have other strings to their bow, but chicken breeding, I think that was my favourite, Gemma.
You're having a bit of a go at them about the day job at the moment, but I won't get into that.
No, well, that's not what we're here for.
No, but speaking of day jobs, one of the other stories that came out this week was about, you know, the frustration, and this came out of Melbourne where they're still heavily in lockdown. Like, they can't even visit people in their bubble who are over 5 kilometres away. But, you know, people are struggling with the home-work divide because they no longer have a commute if they are people who, you know, are not used to working from home. So people are starting to sort of find ways to bring a fake commute into their lives. Like, you know, one chap who buttons up a work shirt, jumps in the car, switches on the radio and drives around for 10 minutes. Which seems not great for the environment, but, you know, is a potential solution. But
it's a way to kind of kick the mind into work mode. You know, I've worked from home since 1990, quite a long time, and so I've worked out my ways of working to kick me into that work mode. And of course, a lot of the, you know, the examples they gave in the story revolve around coffee and things like that. You know, having these rituals, having these morning routines,
coffee and yoga.
There's probably some people not missing the 2-hour commute from Tuako to central Auckland. Well, there's a commute, and then there's a commute.
Well, this is the thing, but a lot of people are being, you know, obviously talking about the difficulties of working and parenting in the home for days on end and how to find that balance. And I've got the secret, and I'd love to share it with everybody. And the secret
is castor oil?
Castor oil on your legs. The judges love that. But also, when your child comes running into the whatever office-y part of your home you've managed to fashion and says, "Mum, you've got to come and see this. It's really awesome." The answer is get up and go and see it, because A, it is really awesome, and B, it turns out to be a brilliant psychological micro break that, you know, when you've been sitting at the computer battling with a specific whatever it is you do for a job, often you forget to take those breaks that, you know, a walk to the
minutes.
Office toilet. Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't quite land like that, the inquiry all the time, though.
And honestly, there is nothing cooler than watching a car slide off a couch and go down a ramp and then crash into a pile of of books. Yeah,
as long as it's a toy car. Gemma, assure me, please.
I reckon it's going to be an outbreak of model trains, and you can just run around your garden in them for 10 minutes in the morning. That can be your commute to work.
This is true.
Oh, sounds great. Well, Qantas are doing 7-hour flights with no destination.
Gemma and Pinky, thanks so much.